RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. There's no such thing as safe speeding.
For your Saturday morning, we've got you covered with all things sport.
With a side of carry-on.
Calling on my friends for the weekend. This is what we're gonna do.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle. Nestle in a semi-disorderly manner.
Ryan Daniels, Danny Shuey and Tom Atkinson. Take it away.
Yes, welcome to it. Saturday morning, we are up and about before daylight saving finally finishes and we can start at 8 a.m. Tom and Danny in the studio
here, boys.
In Perth, and Adelaide himself, Mr. Gather Round, fresh from the Barossa Valley to the Triple M Towers in Adelaide, Mr. Ryan Daniels. Morning, Ryan.
Oh, good morning, guys. Tommy, I'm a little bit concerned straight off the bat because I've seen here through the WebEx, I can see Danny, I can see yourself, I can see the beautiful studios over there at Subiaco. I saw our producer Sam coming in, Tommy, just before the show started, and he's walking over to Danny and he's saying something, and then I hear Danny say, "Oh, actually, you know, about 70% warm and 30% cool."
You should know. I'm taking care of the vocal cords. I'm day 8 of solo mumming with Luke. West Coast went from Melbourne to Adelaide.
Story,
I'm cooked. I'm tired.
Me.
That Georgia went to bed last night. I was up at 3 a.m. changing sheets. I am knackered, all right?
That does not... Thank you, Tommy. That does not give you an excuse to order around producer Sam to the exact temperature of the water that you would like.
Do you know what?
If you get out
if
a
it's
thermometer,
good for Beyonce, it's good for Dan.
I am walking out of here. I'm out. If a thermometer comes out when Sammy brings in that tea, I am out of here.
Mate, I walked past you on the boundary at Optus one day. I can't remember which game it was now, but you had someone shining your shoes. Your shoes aren't even on camera.
Got to make sure they're clean.
Let's get things kick-started. Big show coming up today. Of course, the two big games involving the West Coast Eagles and the Fremantle Dockers. Straight after us, Freo take on Sydney. And then back-to-back with that game, we have Carlton taking on the Fremantle Dockers. Can they stay undefeated? But next up, though, Rhino's been across there and gather around, been getting some stories. He's been... sniffing around, trying to get the Kit Kat going on to finally break one. We'll find out what's been happening.
He's been swirling some Merlot and having a little sniff.
The ins and the outs and everything that's involved in Gather Round. Next up, 92.9 Triple M at your Weekend Huddle. Myself and Danny Shuey are here in Perth, and across there in Adelaide is Mr. Ryan Daniels. Just been dominating over there, Rhino.
I tell you what, Gather Round, I didn't come last year, and I sat back in the ivory tower that was in WA in Subiaco, where you are sitting right now. But I can tell you, it has been absolutely sensational.
What's on the agenda for you today? So you're over there, you're calling. Which game are you calling?
I will be heading to West Coast Sydney out in Mount Barker, which sounds like it's really far away. It's actually like a 35-minute drive. So I'm looking forward to that one. Real sort of suburban footy atmosphere, and it was the same out at Norwood yesterday, but it's been brilliant. And as I said, I didn't go last year, and I sat back and I thought, we should have it in Perth, you know, it'd be so much better over here in WA. I can tell you, since being over here, Adelaide, one, severely underrated, two, they do an absolutely brilliant job of this gather round. You've got the Adelaide Oval right down on the water. They've got activations everywhere. I tell you what, let me tell you, if you could do this in Perth on Wednesday night, finished work at about 10 o'clock, me and my camo Josh, starving, hadn't eaten dinner. Normally you'd have to resort to a kebab or maybe you get some Maccas, which would be great. We found not one, not two, but about 10 different restaurant options that were still serving food at 11 o'clock. Like, unbelievable.
That's why they've done a fantastic job.
We can't come to Perth. And the other thing is,
yes,
too.
Yes, Perth would, in saying that though, Perth would tweak it to cater for the amount of, yes,
I
reckon.
You think we'd actually let restaurants open past 9:30?
Surely not.
Well, is still open?
There'd be no food. Look, I don't want to rant and rave about this too much, but I did write a piece today in the West saying we missed our chance with it. We sat on our hands when it first came up, and even the other day, Rita Saffiotti, our tourism minister, is saying, we'll consider it. We'll have a chat about it. We haven't spoken to the AFL. It's too late. So Adelaide have it till 2026. I can tell you they're going to get an extension, and they deserve one. So Kiss could gather around goodbye for a while. It's not going to happen. For me, WA needs to come up with its own concept for footy, pitch it to the AFL and say, look, this is what we want to do. We want to have, you know, this carnival, or we want to bring these teams over. We want to come up with something original, because right now we're getting left behind, and WA footy fans need to have something like this. But I can tell you, it's not leaving Adelaide anytime soon, because it's bloody brilliant.
I saw a story yesterday. Reportedly, the AFL is looking at doing three types of gather rounds, like in different kind of holidays. Could we picture school holidays in the middle of the year, the weather's better in Perth, bring everybody over here, play them at Optus down at Rushton Park, Leaderville, Joondalup up.
Yeah, potentially. I think the issue that you're bringing up there, Tommy, is when Tassie come in, there's going to be an uneven number of teams. So obviously someone would miss out on gather round. So how do you decide who that is? That's the difficult thing. So they're going to rotate that around. I think they just need to come up with something fresh, something new. When we hosted Dreamtime in Perth, how bloody good was that? Can you just get a big blockbuster like that? Can you just do a doubleheader? Can you do something? Come up with an idea, please. Somebody, honestly, our government gives no interest to footy whatsoever, and that needs to change.
Geez, the Port fans would be up and about. Gather round in Adelaide. Yeah. What a win over Essendon.
Danny, they're feral. I was walking Adelaide Oval to watch, and I'd watch the Crows in Melbourne the night before, and everyone was very polite, and everyone was very dignified, and everybody, Crows fans were crying at the end. But last night, even on the way in, the language, it was like seeing you on a Saturday morning before the show starts. That's the level of absolute disgusting filth that was coming out of the mouths of these Port Adelaide fans. That was before it started.
Do you know, they're just passionate supporters. They're pumped for gather round. It's that they haven't had to travel anywhere. Let them go.
Ryan's like Melbourne. Very, drives his Rolls Royce, has lots of money.
Look at my polished shoes and my nice jacket.
And Danny is like Port Adelaide.
And I'm like,
All right, let's go find out what's happening with the Fremantle Dockers. Next up, we'll go inside the camp. Jamie Graham. How are they going to stop the twin towers of Charlie Kerno and Harry Mackay? We'll find out next, 92.9 Triple M. Oh, there's Bastia with Pompeii, 92.9 at Triple M. Your weekend huddle for a Saturday morning, overcast in Perth today, heading for a top about 28. And then tomorrow, get the togs out, Dan, 34.
Ooh, get the togs out, 34. You reckon? Don't let Vinca hear that, Tommy.
Well,
having a crack at the female in the studio,
geez. I wouldn't go that far. Righto, what's the weather like in Adelaide? I'd probably say it's good.
What is happening since I left? Honestly,
I hope
you too.
Absolutely pisses down in Mount Barker.
It's actually beautiful today. It's very sunny.
It's Tommy Barker's down. And there's him in his little tin roof trying to stay dry.
Can't you just be happy for me? Can't you just be happy for me?
Did you pack the Blundstones for Mount Barker?
No, I've got my Air Force Ones on. I look the part of a Mount Barkian. Whatever that looks like. But the big game I think everyone's focused on this weekend is, of course, Fremantle and Carlton. That is, like, at the start of the week, you always circle the one or two games that you're really looking forward to seeing to figure out where these teams are at. You've got the Bulldogs and the Cats tonight, and the one leading into that, which is just as big, you've got the Dockers and the Blues, and we have been joined by Jamie Graham this morning from the Fremantle Dockers. Jamie, welcome, mate. It's a big game tonight.
Hey, JG.
Yeah, g'day Danny, g'day Tom, Rhino. Yeah, it is a big game. Sounds like you've got a bit of FOMO over there, Tom.
Yeah,
stuck back at home.
Yeah, I'm very jealous, actually.
Hey, Jamie, Luke's mentioned a couple of times he'd love to pop down to Freo for a beer, but he's just been waiting on your text. So what's happened there?
I've texted him many a times. He's, I think he doesn't want to cross the bridge to get down to Freo. He's a good man.
Look, big night tonight, obviously, as we say. And then Carlton's been flying, as have you. Two undefeated teams. Now, the big question with Carlton is, how do you stop Charlie Kerno and Harry Mackay? So I imagine you've spent a fair bit of time this week working through those machinations.
Yeah, obviously they're pretty key to their success. But I think the big battle will be in the midfield and probably denying that supply. The last couple of weeks they've had mid-60 inside 50s both weeks. So any forwards, and especially the talented two big men, they're going to take hold of that. So, yeah, the midfield battle is going to be huge. Our key defenders have been in good form and they're doing it together. So we'll have some matchups, but like anything, you sort of have a team defence that'll work together as well.
Paddy Cripps has had a newborn, so you don't have to worry about him.
No sleep.
Not slept for 4 days.
What do you do with their midfield, Jamie? I mean, Paddy Cripps is a superb player. Of course, you know a lot about Adam Chera. No Sam Walsh, but they're pretty damaging in there.
Yeah, they are damaging. I think you always have some what-ifs and scenarios that you go to from a personnel point of view, but our midfield's been strong in itself, and It's just going to be a great battle. You know, Caleb Truong's in really good form. Hayden Young and Fifey's added that bigger body, which is important against the Carlton midfielder, who are big and strong, and Andy Brayshaw as well. And the ruck battle is going to be big as well. They're both pretty mobile ruckmen and help out at ground level.
All right, look, I was looking at the sides the other day, and it's amazing. It's been, 20 years since you've done what you're doing right now, which is go in a few weeks without unchanged. It must be really nice to have a settled lineup for the first time in such a long time.
Yeah, Ryan, it does help. Bit of continuity. Guys who are just performing roles, and I think that's why we are playing the footy we're playing is, all 18 on the field at one time are just performing roles. And when you're doing that, generally the team performs well, but then it stays unchanged. So, it is a nice problem to have from a selection point of view, because there's guys knocking on the door trying to get selected. But, we're in a good position at the moment.
Can you give us a quick update on the big fella, Sean Darcy, and then on Heath Chapman? Is it tomorrow he plays for Peel, or is it today? I've lost track of days.
Tomorrow. Chappie will be back playing some minutes. His training form's been fantastic and he's recovered really well. And big Shawnee Darcy joined in some training this week, and he'll be heading over to train with us as well, and he'll be in the mix for next week.
Beautiful.
Nice problem to have, isn't it? Like Lukey Jack dominating, Sean Darcy coming in. Because I reckon, I'm with you, Ryan. I reckon Luke Jackson can play anywhere. I don't subscribe to this theory that you can't play them both. What are your thoughts on what you can do when Sean comes back? Do you think Luke will just go straight forward, like a bit of a midfield kind of split?
Yeah, clearly, Tom, we're on the same lines and think that they definitely can perform really well in the same team. Some of our better footy last year in the mid part of the year, we had both boys playing, and I think Luke's forward craft, he's really developed that. So he'll spend time forward. He's also, we've seen he spent time in the midfield, and he's a unique player. So he can play multiple positions, and we're looking forward to being able to get the two of them in the same team.
What's the plan for after the game today? Do you have to go out and experience some of Adelaide's nice places?
Just get on the team bus straight to the Barossa. McLaren
Vale?
We're
here for business. No, I think we have got a function. We've got plenty of parents who have come over, given that we're in Adelaide and some of the Victorians have come over and the West Australians. So it'd be good to get the families together and be able to connect.
Freo's got a good vibe at the moment.
Yeah,
I'm really loving what the club are dishing up. And let's hope it's 3-0 heave-ho last week. Let's hope it's 4-0.
Can you give us a rhyme there, Danny? You haven't got one this week, have you?
It's going to be a huge game.
What about this 4-0 way to go?
4-0 way to go. JJ, good luck to the boys today. 1:20 p.m. here in Perth on telly and live on Triple M. What are you laughing at?
Well, we started so strong and then we ended up with that.
4-0 way to go.
4-0 way to go.
Sounds nice. Right. I appreciate the support, guys.
Good luck. Good luck, Jamie. Appreciate your time this morning. They'll win today.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They got probably the best defence in the comp. Alex Pearce is just firing, going beautifully.
And that's what I love about Fremantle at the moment is so many defenders went down last game and it was like they were in disarray. And then all of a sudden your leaders step up, the midfielders are, and they're in a good, as you say, it's a good problem to have at the moment at Freo.
I don't like got players getting injured, but Brennan Cox getting injured. Maybe they only need two tools back there, Lukey Ryan and Alex Pearce, just working very nicely down there at the moment, the combination. That game is straight after West Coast and Sydney, Adelaide Oval. We will see Freo take on the Carlton Blues. Can they remain undefeated? Oof. It's up and about. It's all live right here on Triple M and straight after us.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry-on.
92.9 Triple M, your Weekend Huddle for a Saturday morning. Hey, Big Den Cox, not too far away from joining us. Just after 8 o'clock, of course, he's heavily involved at the Sydney Swans. They take on the West Coast Eagles today. Ryan Daniels, our very own, will be calling up a storm straight after this show
Which game would you have preferred, Rhino? The Carlton Freo or the West Coast Sydney?
Carlton Freo.
There are difficulties to calling a game at grounds that are more suburban than there is at, say, an Adelaide Oval, which is set up beautifully for broadcasting. But no, I'm excited either way. I would have been happy to do any game. It's honestly, it's just great to be a part of it.
Right. Absolutely. Next Friday morning, there'll be wives out there and husbands out there. They're going to lose their partners for the early hours of the morning for the next four nights.
Is this a flag for you with Vinca, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad that Luke's not that into golf.
Right, this is the US Masters music. It's beautiful. They play it when the scoreboard comes up. You just sit back, you lean back, and you go, how good is this?
This is how Vinca gets
Welcome
to
the broadcast of the 2024 US Masters in Augusta, Georgia. Oh, mate.
Anyway.
Snorlax.
So it's the biggest golf tournament in the world, right?
Going to settle Luca easily in front of a game of golf, I reckon.
And what's special about this year is that the LIV Golf, some of the big names have been apart. So last year's winner, John Rahm, has been playing on the LIV side.
Okay.
And then you have the PGA Tour, where all the other players are playing, Jason Day and Scottie Scheffler. They're coming together, right? So now the best players will play for the first time of the year together. Okay, so it's a big deal. Defending champion John Rahm, six Aussies are going to be there. So it's going to be really exciting. But I want to talk about the fan experience and how you have to go about trying to get a ticket there.
Okay.
So if you don't know, to get a ticket to the US Masters is really, really hard.
Can someone explain to me, if you go to the US Masters, where do you actually watch it from? Do you follow them?
The golf course.
But do you follow them as they go through?
Oh, you have two options. So you can stand on one hole and just let them keep coming past and watch, say, the eighth hole for 3 hours. Everyone play that hole.
Right.
Or you can just walk the whole course right next to them and kind of see what's going on.
Okay.
But there's 40,000 people there. So to get a ticket, you have to go into a lottery system. And this runs all around the world. So I've entered for the last 5 or 6 years, purely hoping that one day I will get two tickets and I'll call my father and say, I've got tickets, we're going to the US Masters, right? But your chance of getting them are basically zero. So if you want to buy one today, how much do you think it will cost you secondhand?
Oh, secondhand, $5,000?
$14,000 Australian to go to the US Masters. Now, there's certain rules that come along with this. It's very...
Well, I was going to say, if they made them any cheaper and any Tom, Dick or Harry can go, then that level of kind of etiquette...
This is like the Via Go-Go things. The actual price is about $400 or $500 if you buy one through the official people.
Okay.
But it's real Ryan Daniels areas, this real Melbourne supporter kind of stuff, right?
There are
certain rules that go along with it, right? So, Danny, you probably couldn't go because you're not allowed your phone or a camera.
No, I would be fine.
No phones.
No phones. Fine. So you will notice there'll be no one in the crowd standing holding a phone taking pictures. Banned.
How great for broadcast that they don't have photos of images of people with their phones in the air. Love
it. How would Danny influence, though? That would be
That's what
problem.
I mean.
Wow, how would I get anything for free while I'm over there? I can't maximise of any sponsorships.
So if you lose your mates, you're stuffed.
Yep.
You just can't find them. Right? So you're also allowed to take a seat. And this is the bit I like. So you can take a seat, or you can buy one from the pro shop for $30. So cheap, right? Then you put it where you want to sit for the day.
He's got his Excel budget spreadsheet. Yeah, should he ever go to the US Masters, Rhino?
But they've got this kind of like honor system. So you put your seat down, you leave it, and then you go watch the rest of the golf. Someone else can sit in that seat, but then when you come back, they leave. Fantastic.
Well, that relies on the person being a good bloke.
And it actually works. Someone will sit in your seat. So you can
That's
put
why
it,
they haven't let Tommy have a ticket for 5 years.
So you can put it there early and it's really
done
good.
Done their background checks. Yeah.
But while you think there's bad things like that and blah, 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 you're also not allowed to take prams. So kids are allowed, but prams are banned.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really want families there. But the bit that is exciting is the food prices. This is where I get really excited about how much do you reckon it will cost you for a sandwich at the US Masters?
Isn't it cheap?
$3.
Super cheap. So pimento cheese, which is the famous sandwich, $1.50.
What?
$1.50. Masters Club sandwich, $3. Breakfast sandwiches, $3.
Unbelievable.
Drinks, $2. Beer, $5.
Well, When you're charging super that much cheap for a ticket price, you know.
Say $14,000, you might want a $3 club sandwich after the $14,000 you've spent.
Yeah. So
apparently they think it's 1986 at the Masters.
It's great. So they keep things, you pay $15,000 to get there.
Yeah.
Then once you get inside, it's nice and cheap. Now, you will see on social media, there's a guy called Chris Vernon, and he's a United States broadcaster, big in the NBA, Rhino. You've probably heard
yes,
of him.
I know Vernon, yeah.
He does what has become very famous, known as the Masters Wrap. After each day, he dresses up in stupid costumes and does a wrap-up of the scores.
Right.
So this is him from last year. Imagine him dressed up as like a giant dinosaur behind a camera, wrapping up the scores for the day.
Yo, you must have to see it because I couldn't understand a word he said. I could not understand a word he said.
All I could see, Tommy, was our own Danny Shuey doing. She would do that. You would do something stupid like that. I can actually.
Oh, mate.
That's even the stupid voice you put
on. If you cop a like or two, I'd be happy. But look, I didn't understand a word he said. I'll have to watch the video. You have to send the link to me later, Tommy.
All right, cool. All right, let's get straight to it. If you want to play Beat the Huddle, 133353, right? We can knock that off now and do it now. 133353 if you want to play Beat the Huddle. Best of five quiz. Up for grabs today.
We have Minwoo Lee,
a voucher.
Your man, please.
Let him cook. Minwoo is playing the West Aussie, Royal Fremantle. $100 at Zarafa's.
$100 at Zarafa's.
If you want that voucher, you should take on Danny because she is absolutely shocking at this format.
Never know.
If you'd like
Never to know, won last week, didn't I?
Yeah, but last week's contestant was. He didn't really have it, did he?
Well, he could be listening, so probably
wouldn't know. All right, 133353, we'll play a best of five quiz. Beat the Huddle, take on Ryan or Danny. $100 at Zarafa's, up for grabs. We'll do that straight after Teddy Swims, 92.9 Triple M. Top of 28 today, 34 tomorrow. Beautiful. But our man Rhino's across there in Adelaide, about to go across to Mount Barker after our show today. Now, Rhino, who's on the bus? I heard you got a minibus.
There is a bus, yes. Myself, Jack Heverin will be on there. Daisy Thomas, I believe, is driving the bus, which we are nervous
careful
about. Yeah. It's supposed to take 40 minutes, but I'm very concerned that we may miss the start of the game. I might be calling it from the bus.
You might need to get the breath tester out before you start.
Yeah,
so
good call.
Kate McCarthy's on the call as well.
Yes, she's an absolute talent, Kate is. So she's on there as well. And Richard Champion, I believe, down on the boundary
champs
as well. For Brisbane Lions, or Brisbane Bears. Brisbane Bears gun.
What a dream team. All right. Game straight after us. West Coast taking on Sydney and then Fremantle taking on Carlton.
You win!
All right, go time. Brilliant stuff.
Beat the Huddle.
Big moment.
All right, Beat the Huddle time here at Triple M. Your chance to take on Ryan or Danny in Beat the Huddle. The best of five quiz. Let's find out who we're playing first.
I won last week, just saying.
First time ever.
All right, Michelle's in Joondalup. Morning, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Morning, guys. Hi.
Hey. How you going,
How's
Michelle?
Things out in Joondalup, Michelle, this morning? It's a bit dreary out there.
Yeah, it's a little cloudy. Not too bad, though.
All right, big question.
Hopefully
is
your quiz knowledge isn't cloudy, because you're taking on either myself or Rhino for a $100 a Raffers voucher.
God.
Jeez, that's like 3 weeks of free coffee.
You can't tell that Danny hasn't slept last night.
Yes.
right, Michelle,
up,
Danny
Michelle
or Ryan, who'd you like to take on?
I'll take on Danny.
Please. Oh,
yeah, smart move.
Correct.
You know what? She's done the math, Michelle, and she's gone. Danny's won for the first time ever. Mm. The chances of that happening again are almost nil. So, all right.
I feel pressure now.
You should, Michelle. And your buzzer is your name, Michelle, but I'll accept Shell
or Mish
from you because it's shorter, or Mish.
Or Mish Dog.
Yeah.
I'll take anything just to make sure Danny doesn't win, basically.
Let's see for 1 week we can't just derail this quiz and it actually goes how
Stay
it's supposed
course
to go.
Okay.
All right. Let's see how we go, fellas.
Do my absolute best. Okay. Other than Adelaide Oval.
Oh, hang on. Is this question one?
This is question one.
Okay. I just thought you were having a chat.
Stay on task.
All right.
Other than Adelaide Oval, name another ground being used for Gather Round this weekend.
Danny.
Michelle.
Oh,
Danny.
Sorry, Michelle. Got to give that to Danny.
Mount Barker Community Oval.
All right. Didn't need the community. Thank you very much. You know, it used to be a sheep paddock. 4 years ago.
Oh, did it?
Did it?
Yeah.
Watch where you step.
I was trying to look up the history of the ground for the call today. I was like, that's 3 years old. Sheep is a sheep paddock.
Well, the Giants used to play.
All right, Michi girl. 1-0.
Sydney and West Coast play today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Name a player from the 2006 Eagles Premiership side.
Michelle.
Oh, good, Michelle. Go. I'll take anyone. Who you got?
Oh, God. I wasn't. I'm not an Eagles supporter. I'm going to go Ben Cousins.
He did play in that game, correct? One all. There we go.
That's pretty poor from you, Danny.
Who do you support, Michelle?
I thought being
Michelle?
An Eagles supporter, you'd know that.
Well, I'm a pro supporter.
I'm not going to lie. I thought the question was going to be who played in the 2006 Premiership that's playing today. And in my head, I started to scramble. So bit of a shit question, producer Sam, but okay, all good.
You did make your tea right this morning.
Give it
morning,
to Michelle.
Either,
Ben Cousins, standard, typical. That's the only play anyone ever remembers. But okay, Michelle. Okay, next. Okay,
here we go. Geez, the shade beat. Yeah. Fremantle take on Carlton tonight, obviously, at Adelaide Oval. Name a player that has played for both Carlton and Freo.
Danny.
Michelle.
You guys are so polite with
Juddy. Juddy.
What? Chris Judd.
Carlton and. Oh, my God. West Coast. Oh, my God.
And Michelle,
oh,
I'll give
my
you
God.
A reply here.
Oh, my God.
Give me a player who played for Fremantle and for Carlton.
Oh, my God. My brain was thinking West Coast because of the last stupid question.
Numpty. Oh, my God. I'm totally panicking now.
Take your time. We've got all the.
What? Blake?
Carlton and Freo.
Adam?
Silvani.
Unfortunately not. Oh, hold on, Alex Silvani.
Alex Silvani, correct.
Bullshit. She meant the old Silvani. That's right.
We'll take it.
Michelle, you didn't mean Alex Silvani, or do you have someone sitting? Oh, that is
so Silvani.
Yeah, exactly. Silvani. Yeah,
no, she nailed it.
Okay. Two to Michelle.
Okay, right. two to one.
Yeah, tight.
All right, next time Michelle gets one right, it's over. Which WWE main event is being held in Philadelphia this weekend?
Danny.
Go.
WrestleMania.
Oh, she got it.
Yes.
Okay. All right, it's two all.
Yes.
It's two
wrestling's
all.
Not my thing.
No.
What is producer Sam Googling it.
Michelle, what's your favourite sport? You said you're an Adelaide Crows fan. What is it?
I am. I like most sports, but randomly, I like gymnastics.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
No, you can't.
I've got an
upcoming gymnastics star in my little girl, Georgia, actually, Michelle. She is a. Okay. Yeah, keep your eyes peeled.
No one asked.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Well, this isn't a gymnastics question, unfortunately. Ready? Are you both ready?
Yeah,
this
ready.
Can decide it.
Yeah. Here we go.
Which team won the NBL championship last weekend?
Michelle.
Oh, here we go.
Go, Michelle.
The Tasmanian Jackdaws.
You only know gymnastics? You know your basketball too.
That was a hidden
disguise. I only like gymnastics. Oh, do you know what, Michelle?
Get stuff.
Congratulations. No, good on you. You played well. I would like to play Michelle sometime again.
Okay.
So, because I actually thought, don't say I was completely crap today.
Well, you were. Chris Judd doesn't play for Freo.
Well, that was because my head was in the last question, wasn't it? So,
Juddy.
Hey, he may have. You may never know.
Hey, Ryan, remember back in 2007, I love Chris Judd. You ran out, held up the anchor.
Yeah.
Him and Clive Waterhouse.
Freo faith. That was so dumb.
Right. Congratulations,
Michelle.
Michelle.
$100 at Zarafa's. They make very good coffee, Zarafa's.
I'll let her have it.
We'll have to go past on the way home today, have a couple before I watch the Eagles, just to stay awake.
Spark up.
Can you not? We knew it was going to be a year like this, and we are patient, and we are calm, and we are positive.
We are positive. We chat to Dean Cox after 8 o'clock, see how Sydney are travelling. They take on West Coast straight after us, and Rhino will be there to call it. 92.9 Triple M.
Jump around. RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry-on.
Yeah, that's right. Good morning. We are here in the Triple M Towers. Well, Danny and I are in Perth. Mr. Gather Around himself, Ryan Daniels, is over there in Adelaide. And I can see next
got a
to
white.
Him.
Well, he's got a white T-shirt on the webcam with a bit of red wine on it and a bit of a Barossa Shiraz. Can you please get back to work, Rhino?
It's tough. It's
what time
very
is it
tough
over
to
there?
Stay focused. It's sunny out here. It's beautiful. It's 9. What? I can't even tell what time it is. The 2.5 hour time difference is just, it's ruined me all
Which
week.
Moves to 1.5 hours tomorrow.
It does. It switches. I'm going to make sure I move all my clocks backwards if we still do that.
Don't worry, mate. You got an iPhone. It does it for you.
He's a frog, right? I can see the stain on his shirt. A few crackers ready to go. Hey, we better get straight to this song because up next, one of our favourites here at Triple M, Dean Cox from the West Coast. Oh, no, formerly from the...
Yeah. Is everyone okay today? All right, where does he work? Let's start it again. Dean Cox from the...
Former West Coast Eagle, now at the Sydney Swans. We'll find out if he wants to come back to the West Coast.
Yeah,
That's what you were
Tommy,
doing, Tommy.
Don't, I see what Tommy.
All right, Coxie,
he's got his
next
retro round bomber on today, Rhino. He's feeling...
he's very Eagles.
Up and about
today.
92.9 Triple M. It's your weekend huddle. Two big games of footy coming up. The Dockers and Carlton this afternoon. And then Rhino will be there at Gather Round, making his debut, calling across in Adelaide, away from home, as Sydney take on the West Coast Eagles, one of our favourite sons. And favourites here on Triple M joins us now. He's assistant coach at Sydney, Dean Cox. Morning, Coxie.
Hey, Coxie.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
You up and about this morning?
I've had one coffee, so the day started well. Beautiful day over here, and excited for this afternoon.
Coxie, those two wouldn't understand because they haven't been over here as part of Gather Round. They're just a couple of minnows back
there. Some people
there
have to look after the kids, mate.
Well, yeah, some people could do the heavy lifting over here. Now, Coxie, you have been here, though. Have you managed to embrace any of Gather Round? Because I have, and it seems pretty sensational.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable concept. We certainly thought that last year. And the ability to get 18 teams, every supporter, there's colours everywhere from all different teams. And you know, I suppose we went out to Mount Barker on the first day when we got here Thursday, and to see a local community, the oval's in great nick, and yeah, the city's come alive. So unfortunately, Danny couldn't get over here, but I did actually get a text from Danny before I did Luke. So I suppose that starts to show our relationship now, me and Luke.
Coxie, now that he's a coach, he doesn't reply to anyone anymore. His phone's permanently off.
Enough. It is not good enough.
Coxie, you're 3-1 so far. You had that first loss to Richmond on Sunday, of course. But I'm particularly, now, Tommy and Rhino, don't get stuck into me, but I'm particularly interested in stoppages and what you guys are doing today. You're thinking six forwards, wings one-on-one. What are you thinking of doing? Just asking for a friend.
He's starting to do his work. That's all. The start's been really pleasing. Obviously, really disappointing last week. But, we get a chance to try and rectify that this week, which is hopefully exciting.
Now, Coxie, last year, obviously, most Eagles fans would have preferred to have forgotten that game. 171 points, I think it was. Did you even bother looking at that game this week? Do you even go back that far? And is there any point when the margin is that big? Because, I mean, surely that can't happen again for West Coast.
No, we didn't look at it at all. And I think even during that time, you know, West Coast at that stage had one player available in their waffle side. So decimated with injury. So, no, it was completely, from our point of view, we don't look back at those sort of games. And, you know, I suppose what we did look at was, you know, a team last week that had the same amount of inside 50s, plus 9 in clearances, and some really senior players that are in great form leading those younger kids.
Cox, you got a few West Australians in the side. One player I'm obsessed with, Chad Warner. He seems like an enigma. He is runs through the midfield, kicks goals. What's he like off the field? He seems a bit different.
Chad's a great young man. I suppose being a WA boy as well, you sort of mingle together a fair bit more than some of the other players on the list, and to look after him as much as possible. So, yeah, he is a phenomenal young man, not only on the football field, but what he does off it as well. And, he's had a really important start to the year for us, and along with Isaac Heaney and Errol Goulden, they've sort of been a young midfield brigade that have turned through some injuries.
You're a West Aussie, of course, yourself. What does the future hold for you, Dean? Do you still have aspirations to be a senior
that's
coach?
That's a leading question, Tommy.
No.
Mate, I was going to ask about Taylor Adams' first game, and you've gone the hard hitting, get the headline in the West.
19 clubs in the...
This would be easy, this interview.
19 clubs in the AFL. He can go to any one of them. He can be an assistant coach anywhere. He can do whatever he wants. I'll keep it very open. Yeah. What does the future hold for you, Dean?
I'm not sure. You know, I think certainly I want to be a senior coach one day. When that time is, who knows? I'm just enjoying my time doing what I'm doing, learning as much as I possibly can. The down the track at some stage will be something I'm looking forward to.
There has been some suggestion, Coxie, that there's like a plan in place in Sydney for you to take over from John Longmire at some point. Is that accurate, or is that just stuff that people are just assuming?
I certainly haven't heard it.
Jeez, I've got PTSD when I think of John Longmire, because I reckon I had him in a headlock talking absolute crap to him at the grand final last year after a few shardies. Jeez, when I think of him, I think I can't remember what I said to him.
Oh, I wanted to be about that today.
All right, Dean, good luck today. We can't wait to see how you go. Sydney are flying, and it must be nice to be undefeated so far. Or one loss, actually.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Coxie.
Thanks, Coxie.
You're Dean Cox, one of the good guys over there in Sydney. Looking forward to that game, Rhino, straight after us this morning.
Yeah, should be good. Look, I think what Coxie said there is last year, that 171-point loss, I mean, they didn't have a lot of depth coming through. They didn't have a lot of veterans playing at that point. So you would expect a far better effort today from West Coast, but they're going to be up against it because the Swans are a very good side.
We'll hear from the other side of the camp, of course, after 8:32, guys, with Luke Webster, forwards coach of West Coast.
We'll find out what's happening in the West Coast Eagles camp. 92.9 Triple M, it's your weekend huddle. Hey, not too far away from going across to hear Ryan call the game with Jack Heverin, Daisy Thomas, and Kate McCarthy over there in Adelaide. He's actually left Adelaide to go to the country. Up there in Mount Barker.
Okay.
It sounds country. It's not like our Mount Barker. It's like 30 minutes out of the city. It sounds like it's rural. It's not.
Got his private helicopter to fly him straight from the studio.
Can't drive down there. Got the car.
Oh, well, we envy you because Gather Round looks absolutely incredible. Did you see the itinerary on the AFL website of all the they list what's on every day and where you can go to open training and activations? I think I might have to, 2025, get the kids to gather. Also, because I can't handle another week without Luke. Far out. My eyeballs. I said it to Coxie. Whatever, AFL. My eyes are popping out of my head. I have a funny story for you fellas. And Rhino, you're a basketball tragic. You play. Can you remind us what league you play in?
It's at Lakeside in Murdoch there. And it's a Thursday night amateur league.
All right, we didn't ask for the seriously. Night you played.
Last week we won the grand final and I was named finals MVP. Have some more detail.
So this will be a bit of a bombshell to you, Ryan, a bit of a bombshell story. You might even want to put it on 7 News if you like.
Here we go.
A friend of mine got asked to fill in for his brother's work's basketball team. So it'd be like Tommy asking you to fill in for the Triple M team.
Yep.
Now he filled in and the requirements, I believe, to play in like a local league was that you had to have at least 5 games under your belt, right?
Yeah, if you want to play final, yeah.
Correct. Yep. So he's filled in and I think the team scored about 43. And on 43, he absolutely dominated. So he 23, right?
Right.
So the other team are getting a little bit like, who is this guy? Right, he's come out here, he's filled in, he scored 23 points. They put in a complaint to the body to review the game and review him as a player. I won't name him because you guys actually will know him. Anyway.
It's James Crawford.
Anyway, they got banned from the comp a week before their grand final. A week before their grand final, got banned from the competition, kicked out, and now cannot re-enter that same competition.
Because this guy filled in.
Because this guy filled in.
So they've brought in a ringer.
Okay. But he did have prior experience, but I don't think
in basketball,
I don't think
clearly.
The NBL counts.
I don't think the Alabama Slammer is he clearly qualifies as a basketball.
Banned, but I just think it's overs. They're completely banned from now re-entering. They've been there for 10 years.
Ban them for longer. This is what you've got to understand, Danny. And nothing drives me more insane than on a Thursday night when games get close and they get a little testy and then someone from the other team who's losing usually will say something along the lines of, oh, mate, it's just Thursday night basketball. And it's like, hold on a minute.
Well, it is, though.
Hold on a minute. Because if you're out there, you're trying to win the game. You're trying to play for and then you've got these clowns, your mates. Mm. They're going over and they're going, geez, you know what? We're probably not going to win tonight. You know who we should get? James Crawford. And then they go and get the Alabama Slammer.
He's listening to this, my mate, going, oh, my God, they're referring to me as James Crawford.
He puts up 26 points. And you tell you what, guess what? If he wasn't there, what would have happened? What would have happened? Tell me.
They would have lost the game.
Have to win the game to make finals?
I think it's smart, if you ask me. If you're playing in a non-professional league,
nah,
do what you want to win.
That
have
is against the laws of society.
Oh.
That is against the laws of society. Oh,
Tommy, you do
I've
it.
I've got no problem
Tommy's
with it.
A dodge, mate. He would do
well,
it.
Why wouldn't you bring somebody in? I mean, he then can't play finals.
No, but what, it, you, what you've got to do is you've got to be smarter than that.
And register
you've got
him.
To go, right,
yeah.
five, 6 games before the finals, we've got to start playing this bloke. If you think he's that good,
yeah,
it's a disgrace.
No, Ryan,
disgrace. Have you, ban him for life.
James Crawford doesn't have that much spare time to play 5 or 6 games. You know, you get him down for
just
one.
Throwing down alley-oops.
All right, we're not too far away from going across to Adelaide. And catching up with the West Coast Eagles with Luke Webster, we'll find out how they're prepping for their big game today up against the Sydney Swans. 92.9 Triple M, it's your weekend huddle.
Yet not far away from catching up with Luke Webster right here on 92.9 Triple M. And we couldn't have done today's show, Daniel, without our friends at RAC. And they're calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving at 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? So change your speed and change your outcome. And you're just about to do a camping trip with the kids, aren't you?
I am, and I'll be making sure I'm taking it slow on the roads. Precious cargo, and I think it's a very important note for everyone to take on.
All right, let's go inside the Eagles camp next. Luke Webster coming up.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. Did you know when driving 70 k's per hour instead of 60, it takes an extra 11 metres to stop? Change your speed, change your outcome.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
Sport with a side of carry-on.
92.9 Triple M, it's your Weekend Huddle for a Saturday morning. Danny and Tom, we are stuck here in Perth,
yeah.
And the Mr. Important Ryan Daniels is over there in Adelaide.
Nice just, for some, nice for some.
Sipping some Chardonnay.
Where would you rather be? Where would you rather be?
Just heading to the Barossa straight after the game.
Mount Barker.
This morning. The West Coast Eagles take on Sydney straight after us. And we have their forwards coach, Luke Webster, on the line. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, all. How are we?
Webby, you were without one of your coaches on, I believe it was, Thursday morning. My husband, Luke, was a little late to training. Do you want to enlighten us in studio as to what happened?
I think he was just spending a bit of time with one of the players, a little bit extra prep. he got stuck in a lift.
Oh, yes.
Oh, guys, I've got a story and a half. He started, like, hallucinating.
Did he?
Didn't think he was going to get out of there.
Did he call you?
Wow. He had to yell out to the bloke, can someone go down to reception and tell the West Coast Eagles that Luke Shuey's stuck in the lift?
Well, he's the stoppages coach. That's not a great look.
Not a great look. So if we're stuffed today, you can put it on him.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, jeez.
How's the prep looking for today? How are the boys going? And how's it been across the area in Adelaide?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. We travelled here on Thursday afternoon. We got to go out to Mount Barker yesterday and have a look at the ground. And the oval's in really good condition. And, yeah, the boys are and pumped and ready to go. Obviously, last week we showed some signs again, but we've got to continue to keep looking for the footy we want to try and play. And hopefully we can sustain our effort for a lot longer today.
Got a young fella by the name of Locke Rawlinson, who I found out yesterday grew up 10 or 15 minutes from the ground you're playing at today, which is just remarkable. And he's in your forward line too, Webby. What can we expect from young Locke?
Yeah, look, he's a good little crafty half forward, you know, but what we've liked so far, like last week he had probably a 12 to 15 minute period where he hit three really crafty goals and he also brings a lot of pressure. So it's worked out really well that he's playing pretty much in his backyard over here as well too. But, we're really looking forward to seeing how he goes.
Oh, I heard a rumour that he's requested 50 tickets and half Mount Barker is going to be there yelling out Rawlinson. Is that the case?
Well, I think he was the most popular player out there the other day when we were out there for training. But there was a fair crew there. But, he's really looking forward to seeing how he goes. But, yeah, I'm sure he's probably put in more than 50.
Webby, despite the loss, you know, last week against the Bulldogs, everyone, you know, you see the score and people go, oh, no. But there were glimpses of improvement, were there? Some areas that last year you couldn't get quite right. So you would say that the boys are on the right track.
Yeah, we're heading towards the type of brand of footy we want to see. Like our first quarters have been pretty good. We've been hanging in there and some of the stuff that we wanted to do around the contest and our pressure and our stoppage work is definitely seeing a lot of improvement in that. And then even some of our defence and ball movement at times has been okay. We just need to continue to keep striving and sustain that for longer periods.
What about as forwards coach, mate? I can imagine it would be difficult. You'd obviously you'd love to have Oscar Allen up there. You'd have love to have Liam Ryan up there. You had plans to have Bailey Williams up there, and then Flynn goes down. It must be frustrating doing what you're doing and just going, can I just have the cattle that I was supposed to have if everything was going well?
Yeah, definitely. I'm actually doing the backs this year. So
Tommy's throwing me under the bus here.
It's written on the screen, forwards coach.
Forwards coach.
Well, I was, but yeah, I've actually flipped to the backs this year.
But
in talking of that, I would to answer your question, definitely. Like, obviously, not having Oscar is a big part of our forward line. You know, he complements Jack really well, and those guys can work together. And obviously, Bailey having to play a little bit more ruck time, and we've prepped all preseason to have those guys up your front half. So we've got to continue to keep working our way through what our best mix is until we get those guys back or can play in their proper position. So, you know, I think the more inside 50s you get, and I think we had 51 last week, so we're getting the opportunities now. It's about how do we connect inside 50 and kick a win and score.
Now, Webby, as the backline coach, you must know. the backline has been holding up pretty well. I suppose Gov's in ripping form, and Duggo's, you know, doing his best as he can to lead from the front. So you are under siege a little bit there. How do you train for that? Because you know you're going to be getting a fair bit more work in there at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think our back six has held up pretty well. And, you know, we still got a few things that they got to continue to keep working on. Yeah, we do have a lot of supply glints, but, you know, we've got to continue to keep working on our craft and our defensive fundamentals. And, you know, I think they've held up reasonably well so far. We've been under a bit of pressure, but it's, again, just got to continue to build that resilience with the amount of supply that we are getting at the moment. And then hopefully we get an opportunity when we do win it back to be able to go and use our skills and score at the other end and keep it up there. So,
Webby, you got a pretty
working hard.
Pretty experienced defence down there, but you got the youngster in Brady Hoff. He's been handed some big jobs already this season. What have you made of the way he's progressing this year? And does he go to someone like maybe a Tom Papley?
Yeah, look, he's progressed really well. You know, his development over the last couple of years has been fantastic to see. He's sort of working with him a little bit closer this year. His ability to be able to play on the Papley types, and last week, you know, he did Waitman. The week before, he was on a Tom Green. So his ability to play on the talls and smalls has been really good so far. You know, we've got some things we'd like to try and achieve today, and he's probably going to have a couple of targets to go after with their forward line. You know, they've got guys that'll swing through. There's obviously Papley and there's Heaney that'll go through there. So there's two types that he could potentially play on. But, you know, I've been really wrapped at his development so far and his season so far. It's been terrific.
Webby, we had Coxie on earlier and I tried to ask him what they're doing at stoppages today, but you can let Simo know that he gave me stuff all. So I can't help you. I tried to have some pool, but yeah, unfortunately.
Come on, Coxie, give us something.
People don't know that West Coast have got me working, guys, on the inside. With me.
Imagine you're a double agent. You're actually working for Coxie.
You can't spell stoppages.
Webby, thanks for that this morning. Good luck today. Looking forward to seeing if you can put an improved effort against the Sydney Swans.
No worries. Thanks a lot for having me.
Thanks, Webby.
Thanks, Webby. There's Luke Webster, the backs coach, Ryan, not the forwards coach.
Thank you, Tommy. Yeah, nice of you to actually
just
put that.
Well, if you weren't Ron Burgundy and used to having an auto cue all the time, Rhino, you wouldn't have just read it off the sheet.
You think someone is calling the game today would done his research, you know?
That was a setup.
Too many red wines.
Absolute stitch up.
All right, we've still got a half an hour of the show to go. We're going to, before we go to the game, straight after us, West Coast taking on Sydney. This is your weekend huddle, Ryan, Danny and Tom. Good morning. We are almost done and dusted here today. Rhino, who's just head off, he has to jump on the bus, make the quick trip off to Mount Barker.
The bus that Daisy Thomas is apparently driving for the
whole team. Did you see any of the boxing during the week?
No, I didn't. So Dane Swan and Daisy took each other on. And this was a bit of a spectacle kind of event for
Gather Round. Yeah, he did all right.
Did he? I didn't watch the fight. Did you see a stream of it?
I saw some highlights, yeah. I saw Kane Corns taking on Nathan Brown. Nate did pretty well.
Yeah.
Kane Corns made his way through, though. So.
Yeah, all right. Tommy, school holidays, it's the bang, smack bang right now. I'm in the centre of school holidays, right? So people are starting to go, what should I do with the kids
Luke's
this
away,
weekend?
You've got the kids, correct. Mother of the year.
Correct. Now, let me just give parents a little bit of an insight into what the Waffle are doing this weekend. If you haven't heard, they're launching Waffle Wonderland. So essentially, game day, which if you've never taken the kids to the Waffle, then what are you doing? Because it's so much fun for them. And now it's going to be even better. Like they've got games, activations, bouncy castle, you know, all the stuff going on. And there's bars for the adults to check out. I think Little Things Gin here in Subi are doing a pop-up bar today.
Oh, fantastic.
So Leadville Oval today, it's happening at all the Waffle games, but especially East Perth taking on Swan District. It's the third time in history those two clubs will take each other on in a home and away season. And they're both top of the table at the moment. Okay. So Leadville Oval today from 2 p.m, the Waffle Wonderland. I will be there. Oh. So come and say hello.
I was wondering where we're going with this.
On my script it says prizes to hand out.
Yes.
So, bit of fun. It's not. I don't think it's going to be overly hot today. I think 31 the top.
28, Dan.
28 the top. Whack some sunscreen and a hat on the kids and get down to Leadable Oval. 2 p.m. it kicks off.
Great spot to go, Leadable
Oval. Also, Hamish Brayshaw, good friend of Triple M.
Yeah.
He's back playing for East Perth today. First game back.
And he broke another world record during the week.
Yeah, so he's got his at Hammer Breaks Instagram page and he's trying to break Guinness World Records. But what makes me laugh, he spent a lot of time at our house, Hammer. That's just the stuff he does for fun anyway. So the fact that he's now turning it into content. Guinness World Records is a cracker.
He ate
so
the most blueberries in 3 minutes.
With
like,
one hand.
With one hand.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know how he finds them. All right, straight after us, West Coast taking on Sydney. And we're backing the Eagles in. They've got the retro gear going on. Hopefully they can improve today.
Yeah, have a listen to the podcast, L-I-S-T-N-R, on the Listener app. We had Coxie on earlier this hour and Luke Webster from West Coast, of course, as well. So, look, who knows? Let's see. Let's hope for the best.
Hope they put in a good effort today. Then Fremantle and Carlton straight after us. The footy back-to-back, West Coast and Freo, the best place to hear it is right here, 92.9. Triple M, have a great day.
You too.
That's it for this week's edition of 92.9 Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
These legends will be back next week for all things sport and a side of carry-on.
But until then, remember to get the podcast from the Listener app.
RAC are calling on footy fans to slow down behind the wheel. There's no such thing as safe speeding.